أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولكم نصف ما ترك أزواجكم إن لم يكن لهن ولد، فإن كان لهن ولد فلكم الربع مما تركن، من بعد وصية يوصين بها أو دين. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explained the shares of the children, brothers, etc. And also one important point, we all know that in Islam especially, that the rights of the parents have been stressed very much. The rights of the parents are the greatest over a person. But in inheritance we see that children get more than what the parents get. And we can see the justness of Islam in this also. Normally if parents have gone old already, they haven't got long to live, so they don't need much money in their lives now. Children are still small, they've got their whole lives to live. And especially if they are sons, they will get married, they have to look after their families also. So the children's share has been kept more. So we see how fair Islam is and how Allah Ta'ala has set the shares perfectly in every matter. People with the shortness of their understanding have objections to the Islamic law of inheritance and feel that the woman and also they only get half of what their counterparts. And as we explained, the brother has got much more expenses, the male, compared to the female who has got no expenses. She is to be looked after as long as she is a daughter by the father. When she gets married, her husband must look after her. In the case of her husband passing away or a divorce, the father again is responsible to look after her. If the father is not there, her brothers, her sons are responsible. In this way, Islam has kept everyone else responsible for a woman. She is not responsible for any of her expenses. And the male has got plenty of expenses. So it's only right that the male must get more. And as far as parents and children are also concerned, we can see that how beautifully and how perfectly and justly Islam has set out the principles. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَكُمْ نِصْفُ مَا تَرَكَ أَزْوَاجُكُمْ إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَهُنَّ وَلَدًا. اور تمہارا ہے آدھا مال جو کہ چھوڑ مرے تمہارے عورتیں اگر نہ ہوں ان کے اولاد. And the shares of the husbands and the wives. And this is the normal scenario in a home, that either the wife or the husband passes away. And if the wife passes away, then the share of the husband will be half. That is, if the wife does not have any children, whether it is from the same husband or from a previous marriage. If the wife had children, then then the husband will get a quarter. But if she hasn't got any children in this marriage or any marriage, then the husband will get half of the share. فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ فَلَكُمُ الرُّبْعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْنَا. اور اگر ان کے اولاد ہے تو تمہارے واسطے چوتھا ہے اس میں سے جو چھوڑ گئے. And if they have got children from a previous marriage, from this marriage, then the husband will get a quarter of what she has left. And that quarter also is a very important another rule which applies in the distribution of inheritance. مِن بَعْدِ وَسِيَّتِ يُوْسِينَ بِهَا أَوْدَيْنَ. بعد وسیعت کے جو کر گئے یا بعد قرض کے. This will be, the shares will be distributed after any wasiyat the person has made or he has got any debts. The normal procedure is by the unanimity of the ulama that the first expense that comes in from the money that a person leaves is for his burial, his kafan, his burial. That is the first expense that will come out from his own money. Second is if he has got any debts on him, then all that must be first paid. And then if he has made any wasiyat in one third of his estate, then that must be sorted out. When these three things are sorted out, then the shares of the inheritors come into play. Not before that. First, the burial expenses must be seen to, and in the burial expenses, one big mistake that we make also is not feeding people at his house. Normally, when somebody passes away, and the very wrong procedure of people, they go to the mayor's house and expect to eat also there. And they stay over for meals. At that time, the correct thing is to take food for them. They are bereaved, etc. The estate cannot be sorted out immediately. And it is haram to use any of that estate money, especially if they are minors. There are orphans involved. Then it is haram to use that money. But we don't consider. And we use that money. We eat there, etc. We start partying. The person has just passed away. The family is bereaved. And we go there and expect food there. That is totally wrong. We should not do. And worse than that is town people who go. Relatives who come. They must bring food. They must not eat there. Outside people also should not eat there. But the town people go and eat there and sit for meals and party there. This is totally wrong. So the first expenses that must come out must be for the burial. After that, any debts that he had on him must be settled. And then if he has made any wasiyat, any bequest, that so much money must be given to a masjid, to a madrasa, etc., that must be done. After that will the shares of the people, if there's anything left, then their shares will be given. On the other hand, وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُعُ مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ إِلَّمْ يَكُلْ لَكُمْ وَلَدْ اور عورتوں کے لئے چوتھائی مال اس میں سے جو چھوڑے مرد اگر نہ ہو تمہارے اولاد. And for the woman, they will receive a quarter of the inheritance if the husband hasn't got any children, either children from her or any other marriage, or if he has got 2-3 wives and he has got children, then if she hasn't got children from anyone, then she will get a quarter. But if he has got children from her or from anyone else, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَدَدٌ فَلَهُنَّ ثُمُنْ اور اگر تمہارے اولاد ہے تو ان کے لئے آٹھوہ حصہ ہے. The woman will get 1/8 if the man has got children, either from this wife herself or from any other wife he has got children. Not of course, نعوذ باللہ, illegitimate children. Legitimate children he's got, then she will get only 1/8 of the inheritance. مِمَّا تَرَكْتُمْ مِن بَعْدِ وَصِيَّةٍ تُوصُونَ بِهَا أَوْدَيْن تو ان کے لئے آٹھواں حصہ ہے اس میں سے کہ جو کچھ تم نے چھوڑا بعد وصیت کے اور جو تم کر مرد یا فرض یا قرض کے. And this is again as the same. First, the burial expenses of the woman must come, of the man must come out, and then any debts that he has, that must be paid, and after that, any wasiyat that was made, and after that, the shares will be distributed amongst the inheritors. So, this is a common scenario that normally a person passes away, he has a wife, her share is fixed. Or the wife passes away, the husband's share is fixed. And then the sons and daughters, they will share. And the sons will get double of what the daughters get. If the wife had children, if she did not have children, then it is a quarter or an eighth. And for the husband, if he had children, then it is a half or a quarter. And this is normal. But in all these matters, we must not take it for granted that we know the masala. Even an alim must not just make his own decision. We must ask this from a darul ifta, because there are very, very many things that come in between, which we will call the fine print or the juziyat, this minor point. But they change the whole scenario of the shares of people. So therefore, we must not take it in our own hands. Ask the masala and disclose all the people, family people who are still living. They will decide, and they have gone to Shariat, who must get, who must not get, and how much must each one get. This is very, very important, because this money now comes in one's possession, and if it is done wrongly, and haram money now, We destroyed the rights of somebody and we collected more, or we gave shares to somebody more. So the basis of that, we're now, our future income will be a haram source. It must be done correctly. Even if it is less, Allah will give lot barakah. And if we take more, which is wrongly, then it will be haram, and then our lives will change. We will go towards haram in our life now. When our income, our food is haram, it has an effect on our total life. A person's thinking changes also. His reasoning changes also. His company, his friends change also. Everything goes according to the income and what we put in our body. So it's very important that we see that we earn halal, and even in the inheritance, we must not be greedy and try and take somebody else's share. And especially the woman's share, the children's share, that we take wrongly, this causes great destruction for us. So Islam has, and Allah Ta'ala explains further in the ayat, that Allah knows exactly who must get how much. And according to that, Allah has allocated the shares. So don't use your brains and think we know this one must get so much and that one must get so much. This is one department in our deen that many, many people, righteous, pious people, learned people, we mess up everything in this. And it comes in the hadith that a person leads a righteous life, that he's going to Jannah, his life is clear, perfect, but he spoiled something in his world. If he deprives somebody of the share, etc., he does something wrong and he enters into Jahannam. So right at the end of his life, he goes and mess up his world, his matter, his what, who must get how much. And usually old people, now they got nothing else to think about, then they just changing and making new worlds all the time. And whoever shows them some kindness, they promise them that you are going to get this, you are going to get that. And it is all just nothing whatsoever. And we make our way to Jahannam. Allah protect us all to live a proper life and to die a proper life, a proper death. This is very, very important, which we must be conscious about all the time. May Allah give us tawfiq.